right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path. And you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Gotta stay grateful, Scott. Gotta stay appreciative of everything. And just stay focused on the Lord, y'all. And stay steadfast and faithful all the way to the end, okay? Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, protecting us coming in and going out. You know, just looking out for us time and time after again. The Lord changed not. So ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Okay, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he's constantly looking out for us with that outstretched arm, his mighty hand, the finger of God, his grace, his mercy, his favor, his love, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. Amen. So a lot going on all four corners of the earth and maybe things going on in your personal life, but blessed is the person whose hope is in the Lord. Blessed the person whose trust is in the Lord. All right. So men will trust in chariots. We will trust in the Lord. Okay. So take it one day at a time, people. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. So let's always uplift each other in Christ. Let's always encourage each other in the Lord. And always have that harmony, unity, love, peace, togetherness, that cooperation, everything. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the peoples of the land, all the animals, all the beasts, all the creatures, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the mountains, the trees, the plants, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High forevermore. Let us sing a new song, call on his name, crowd them, sing, dance, rejoice, clap your hands, play an instrument, stomp your feet. Do what you got to do, all right? Worship in truth and spirit. And serve him with gladness and joy forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. And let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, ready to go, blameless, all right? No spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no filth, no abominable thing, no detestable thing, nothing, okay? So let us be washed up by the water, by the word, amen. Always stay clean for the Lord and stay prayed up, stay watchful, people, all right? Keep your lamps and your oils, amen. Most definitely, let's know the Lord better. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us just obey the gospel, obey the law, statutes, commandments, obey all of the word. Amen. And let us stay in alignment forevermore, people, okay? A lot going on, so just stay steadfast, people. Be firm, all right? Be firm, sober, and alert, okay? All right, so in today's message, what we're going to do is read this commentary within the book of Numbers. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten son died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. Recommended reading, Psalm 80, verses 1 through 19. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. And also the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. The title of this commentary is Bless the Blesser. Do you ever wonder what motivates people? Not so much what motivates someone to do something goofy, like wearing plaid knickers on the golf course or pouring ketchup on an otherwise perfectly good plate of scrambled eggs. Instead, you wonder what motivates a guy to bring coffee to a harried coworker during a normal workday or to take the kids out for dinner so his wife can enjoy an uninterrupted bubble bath. What causes someone to take an action that remains forever unknown to all but a few? What motivated the person who carefully and skillfully etched the priestly blessing that would later be identified as the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, onto two small silver scrolls, each barely an inch long. The Lord bless you and keep you. Did this anonymous silversmith realize that he was recording the very words of Almighty God? The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Did he know that his work would survive thousands and thousands of years until rediscovered one day in a burial cave in modern Jerusalem? The Lord turned his face, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Did this artisan know that what he inscribed on finger-sized scraps of silver wood in the 21st century become the oldest known record of any written scripture text and give you peace? And did he know that as you read these words, you would need God's blessing to provide heavenly light and grace and peace in your life, this very day? Do you ever wonder what motivates people? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What incites you to take small actions that benefit other people but seem to offer no reward for you? How have others shown kindness to you recently? In what specific ways has God blessed you, kept you, and lifted up his countenance toward you during the past year? How can you pass on the blessing? Quote unquote, in other words, God not only gives life, but also enriches life. Amen. Lawrence O. Richards, quote. All right, so there you have it, all right? That is the commentary for today, okay? It was based within the priestly blessing, okay? The origin of it and how it was made and how powerful it is even to this day. You know, that's why I love doing the priestly blessing, closing out, you know? Very powerful words. The whole word of God is very powerful, but, you know, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace. Those are just very powerful words when you really let it sink in. You know, the Lord smiles at you. He's glad at you. He rejoices looking at you. Amen. Just how a happy parent lifts up his child and, you know, and rejoices with the child. That's how the Father looks at us. You know, the Father lifts us up and smiles at us. Amen. So a lot of people out there are feeling pretty down or sad or going through the motions or a bit hard on themselves. But just know that the Lord, his face lights up when he sees you. Okay. He's lifting you up and holding you near and dear to him. Amen. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. So never forget that, people, all right? So you might be feeling negative or feel a little bad right now because of your current situation or what you just experienced or what have you, but the Lord is constantly smiling at us when we're constantly walking upright with him and walking in his word and being in obedience, okay? So let the Lord always keep smiling at us, because we always remember that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day, but let the Lord not be angry at us, all right? Let our actions and lifestyle always make God happy, amen? So let's stay on that narrow path and stay obedient forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So there you have it, y'all. All right. What I would love to do as I close out this message is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, y'all. Yes, yes. He's the God of Adam, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of heaven and earth. Give him all the praise, y'all. He is the faithful creator, the faithful Lord, the faithful and just forgiver, the faithful witness, the faithfulness, the father of the fatherless, the fellow, the first and the last, the first begotten from the dead, the fire of Zion, the firstborn among many brethren, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, the firstfruits of them that slept, the first love, Yes, he is amazing of God, the foreordained eternally, the forerunner, the former of all things, the former of Jacob and Israel, the former of the light, the fountain of Jacob, the fountain of the house of David, the framer of the worlds, the free gift, the friend forever, the friend of Abraham, the friend of publican and sinners, the fruit of the earth, the fruit of the womb, the fullness of the Father, the fullness of the Godhead, the gardener of earth, the gather of the winds, the Gentiles' trust, the gift of God, the giver of secrets and treasures of earth, the giver of the good spirit, the gladness of the nations, the glorious arm, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glorious Lord, the glorious voice with us, the glory of God's majesty, the glory of Israel, the glory of the Gentiles, the God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God of our Savior, God is with us, y'all, most definitely, good and upright, good Lord, the good shepherd, the good teacher, the good man of the house, hallelujah, the governor, the governor of many nations. The government rests on his shoulders, the gracious God, the gracious Lord, the gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace. Yes, he's the great prophet, the great savior, the great shepherd, great and amazing God, the greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, the greatness of might, the greatness of strength, the greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, the green tree, the guarantor of our security, the guarantor of the new covenant, the guarantor of the tree of life. Yes, he's the God for us, the hand of the Lord, the hanged redeemer, the harmless, the hated one, the hater of iniquity, the head above all, the head of all principality and powers, the head of every man, the head of the body, the head of the corner, the head of the church, the head over all, the head over things, the healer. Yes, he is the healer of broken hearts. Amen. We touch and agree most definitely. Very excellent, amazing creator we do serve. Yes, he is amazing. The Lord, my rock. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my redeemer, my handler. He is everything, y'all. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my strength. Yes, yes. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. Hallelujah. He is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Praise him. Yes, he is the God of heaven, a God of heaven and earth. Yes, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. His timing, perfect timing, due timing, y'all. Yes. You have to please him with faith, people. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Amen. Nothing is too hard for the Lord, people. Nothing. The outstretched arm, that mighty hand, the finger of God is powerful. Very powerful, people. People got to understand he is the healer of broken hearts, the healer of souls, the healer of wounds, the health of my countenance, the hearer of prayer, the help of his countenance, the helper of the helpless, the heir of all things, the hidden God, the hidden manna, the high above all, the high one, the high God, the high Lord, the high priest of good things, the high priest of our profession, the high priest over the house of God, the high right hand, the high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, the highest one, the high, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, the Messiah, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true. Yes, yes, most definitely. Yes, y'all, we are definitely in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All right, so praise him, call him, and just thank him for what he brought you through. Amen. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahayashai, Yahushua, Yeshua. Yes, the consuming fire. Yes, yes, y'all, the Father of lights, most definitely. Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. Praise him, people, praise him. Amen. His son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. Amen. In the authority and power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, double portion, blessings, new news, brand news, good news of gospel. Yes, yes, Lord's doing a new thing, okay? So more signs, wonders, and healing, deliverance, restoration towards you, okay? I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I just pray that you get baptized, start your life over, and have new beginnings, a new season, all right, y'all? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing as we wrap it up. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.